You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest is Dr. Hassan Osgur. He's from Longview Radiology, and you can find him online, longviewradiology.com, and the contact number, 360-425-5131. And we'll recap that again before we're done, so if you missed that, don't worry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. Let's talk a little bit about what your background was before joining Longview Radiology. What was your interest in becoming a radiologist?
Well, it runs in the family. My father was a radiologist. I used to work for his private office in my middle school years, so that certainly raised the interest. Then ended up going to medical school and specialized in radiology, and after finishing my training, I came here to Longview. This is my first job out of my training, and has been here since the last 15 years.
I have to ask the question, because when people pursue various professions, and obviously medical school being one of them, what did your school background do to prepare you for business?
Pretty much nothing. It just teaches you great things about diseases, how to handle them, but business-wise, we didn't taught anything. We weren't taught anything.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you learn? Because you've been around for some time. Obviously, you've learned some good things in business.
It's my senior partners that I used to work with. They had a very good business mind, and they mentored me, so that's how it developed.
Mm-hmm. What would you attribute, you know, to the success that you've had? What do you think it's been attributed to?
I think it's seeing the opportunity in the advances in medical imaging and catching that train and keeping up with the advances. I think that was the main thing, and also adapting the new changes.
Mm-hmm. Technology has changed a lot in your business, as you've alluded to. What kind of changes have you seen since being involved in MRI and doing anything really in radiology? Part of the reason I have the question is I think about, you know, many of us are familiar with what X-rays were years ago, and you hear a lot more of CT scans and ultrasounds and MRIs. What have you seen change?
Yes, when my father started his radiology career, the only thing they did was really the X-rays, and the CTs and ultrasounds and MRIs, they are all products of the, you know, some of them 1960s and some of them in 1970s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an example, as a CAT scan, which is abbreviation for computerized axial tomography, my father had one of the very first third generation CT scanners in Istanbul, Turkey. And that was the biggest thing at the time, and it took about 4.5 seconds to image one slice of brain tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're thinking about the whole abdomen, it usually took about 30 minutes to scan from base of the lungs all the way to the pubic symphysis, mm-hmm. which is the tip of the pelvic bone. So now actually you can scan the whole body with much thinner slices from head to toe within 10 seconds. So that's a
huge difference. That's amazing.
It is.
That's amazing. I'm assuming that you have state-of-the-art technology in your clinic. How have you stayed up-to-date equipment-wise? Because it's no secret that an MRI machine is very, very expensive. You talked about, what, they start at $1 million or somewhere in that
neighborhood? Usually, yes, and it can go up.
Yeah, so how have you stayed on top of technology in your clinic? Because it's a huge expense.
It's a big expense, but that's an expense that you have to make because you want to deliver the best patient care. If you don't do that, people are not going to come to you, at least, you know, people who knows who won't be coming to you. Well, luckily, there are good financial ways that, you know, with the low interest loans, small business loans, we are able to get the capital and invest in this technology. And the success comes with that. If you're offering the best, you will be getting patients. People will be trusting you because you will be more accurate in your diagnoses. And that's something that the physicians and the patients like.
Sure. Does the specialization of what you do in radiology, does that give you a competitive advantage over hospitals or other places that may offer a similar service?
In some ways, yes. What I usually tell my patients is if they are ordered a high-end imaging test, an expensive test, the number one thing they should do is first ask wherever the imaging is going to be done, mm-hmm. is their equipment good? Is it up to date? And who is reading their x-rays or MRIs or the imaging studies? You really want the study to be done on a good system and being read by a good radiologist. Mm-hmm. And once you have those two things figured out, you have to check the prices because with the new insurance environment, a lot of people have high deductibles, a lot of people have high percentages that they have to copay, and with those, it may make big difference how much a patient may pay out of pocket for their imaging services. And that's what I encourage my patients to do. Do your homework. Call the facilities that you can have these tests done, mm-hmm. and then choose whatever think is the best.
Doing your homework is always a smart thing in any business, but in particular in this. Kind of along the homework line and really as it pertains to the business, everybody's aware of how regulations and things like that have affected business. How has regulation in the healthcare industry impacted your business?
To give you an example, what I spend on my administrative duties back 15 years ago was probably less than half of what I'm spending now. With the increasing regulations and rules and laws in healthcare, we are spending a lot more time in non-medical issues, whether it's an imaging center or in a hospital setting, and this is an uncompensated time for us. But we have to do it mainly for patient safety, but that is an issue a lot of places have.
Mm-hmm. Do you think in some cases that the patient care is compromised by regulation?
Hopefully not. It's a tough question to answer, but it usually the way it goes is we spend more time taken away from the family or from work and try to comply with these rules and regulations.
Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest is Dr. Hassan Osgur from Longview Radiologists. You can find him online at longviewradiology.com. Again, the website, longviewradiology.com, and the contact number, 360-425-5131. I want to thank you for joining us here on the broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.